Welcome to the Net Worth It podcast. I am your host, Gretchen Heinen. Each week, I will bring you inspiring stories of people just like you who have drastically changed their net worth by making radical changes to their life and how they view money. When you know your worth, your income will grow into it and your net worth will go up. You are worth it. I cannot wait for you guys to meet Zach today. Zach is actually my business coach, and I knew that he was the right business coach for me when he started talking about command as being a top strength and how he loves working with people who have command. And you'll have to listen to my personal journey episode about my strengths and the vulnerability that I put in there about my strengths and how I've had to learn to work with them and make the best of the strengths that I innately have. And Zach has really taught me how to do that. And so in this episode, he talks a lot about your worth in relation to your strengths and how to really know how to dig yourself out of the worst situation that you could possibly be in. Use your strengths to dig yourself out of that and to improve your net worth. The awesomest thing about Zach is that he used to be homeless, you guys, and he used to be an addict, and he is now a successful StrengthsFinders coach who is no longer homeless. And you, if you watch this episode on YouTube, you get to see his beautiful home in the background. So I cannot wait for you to meet Zach and all of the beautiful things that he has to teach us today. All right. Welcome, Zach, to the show.
Happy to be here. Hi, Gretchen.
How are you?
I am feeling really happy and connected.
And good. Good. I am well. I'm very excited about interviewing you, because what you guys don't know is that Zach is my coach. So he is who I have hired to be my business coach. And so this is really exciting. I feel, I told him earlier, I said, hey, we're in the opposite seats here. Like, I get to be in the driver's seat for once. So this is really exciting for our business relationship here. So I'm excited for people to get to know you, because you have been hugely transformative in helping me to reshift my mindset about money and worth and all of that. So this is going to be a very exciting conversation. Yay. Okay. So let's just dive in. So tell us a little bit about your story of you're a coach now, and maybe you can just backtrack a little bit to how you got to be where you are and whatever details that you need to add for that. Sure. Go ahead.
So the kind of beginning of my coaching career was 5 years ago, sitting in my car. Just gotten kicked out of my last place, jobless, addicted to drugs, homeless, friendless, unemployable, hopeless, suicidal. And I remember really clearly having the thought that this wasn't supposed to happen. And I didn't know what to do. And up to that point, I had been fairly high achieving. I had college degrees. I had, relationships. I had quite a lot that I'd lost. And I didn't know what to do next. And I lived that way for a little while. And it got worse and worse. And then I felt like there was a little window that the universe opened up for me, and I had an opportunity to stay with some friends, and they said if I was willing to clean up my act, they'd give me a place to stay. And so I dove in, and it was about 3 weeks into my recovery that my parents gave me a StrengthsFinders book. And even though my life had completely fallen apart, I thought, I don't need this. Like, what is this book going to tell me that I don't already know? And with a little encouragement, I took the StrengthsFinder, found out my strengths, met with a strengths coach who said something that I'll never, ever forget. And she said that I'm okay. And I remember just weeping. We were on the phone. I'd been through so much that year. And here was someone who was pretty much a stranger looking at my StrengthsFinder results, telling me that I was going to be okay. And something turned on in me, and I knew that there was something there, not just in the StrengthsFinder, but in this idea of coaching. And so I got a job teaching English started using the Strengths Finder in my classes, because the whole idea behind Strengths is to focus on what we're good at, leverage that to really, really thrive and succeed, reach our full potential, optimize our experience with the day-to-day, create a vision that works for us that's absent of the shoulds, and essentially take our life to the next level on our own terms. And after a couple of years of teaching, I realized, like, man, I like this personal development stuff way better than teaching English. And so I did a crazy thing, and I left this awesome job and moved up to the Twin Cities and started a coaching practice. And a huge part of my practice is centered around the Strengths Finder. I also do team development with a really amazing tech startup in St. Paul, where I've learned how to coach introverts, high-achieving introverts, which has been really amazing. And that's really the cliff notes that kind of takes us from day one, freezing cold February with bleeding, cracked hands, to sitting in this house that I absolutely love, in a life that I wake up every morning excited to live.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for sharing your rawness and realness about your past. I'm really passionate about every guest being on this show be somebody who's willing to share their journey, because it helps other people in that journey. And so I thank you so much for sharing that part of your life. And it's fun hearing your story, because a lot of our relationship is you coaching me. And so I don't hear a lot about your life, because you're very intentional about focusing on the other person when you're coaching them. And I appreciate that. And it's just a testament to how you really pour yourself into your work. So I want to dive in a little bit to when you moved up to the Twin Cities and just started this new endeavor. I mean, did you have fear about that? Or, like, how was that inside of you, just taking on something totally new?
So one of the beautiful outcomes of having completely capsized my life is that I learned firsthand that having nothing wouldn't kill me. And that has been key in removing fear, or at least being really, really conscious and present with fear in my life. Because what I've found as a coach and as a human is that a lot of times my emotions and thoughts about my wealth and my ability to make money, when you peel back all those layers, they're actually mortal fears. It's this fear that if I lose everything, I'm gonna die. And as it turns out, that's not true. And I have an easier time today putting that fear to bed and taking some of those calculated risks based on hope and faith, as opposed to fear and anxiety. And that's not to say that I don't feel fear and anxiety, but it's that I have this really, really concrete touch point to go back to and say, aha, it's not actually going to happen.
I love that. You are not, you're one of many people who's been on this show who has basically had a positive mindset or a positive outcome thought about their future. Many, many of the guests on this show, that's a common theme that I'm noticing with everyone, is there's all these really successful people who've changed their net worth, and all of them believed at some point that they could do it, or that there could be a difference, or there could be a change. And you mentioned that early on in your journey, when you were at rock bottom, you mentioned that, like, this isn't how it was supposed to be. So do you think you had that innately in you, or did you learn that somewhere as a child, or how did you have that already in you when you were in this lowest spot?
I love that question. I think that we all have within us this belief that we're here to do something. And regardless of who you are or how that manifests, I do feel like that is always percolating somewhere within us. I happen to be, I think, naturally motivated to have experiences, and to, so as a kid, how I phrased it is, I don't want to have a normal life.
Mm.
And when I was sitting in my car having that moment, I realized how easy and how cliche it is to be a drug addict. Anyone can do that. And then to not amount to anything. And so I guess I struggle with a really concrete answer. But what I have experienced over and over again is an understanding that I'm here to do something that everyone that I've ever spoken with has their own version of that thought. Yeah, yeah. I don't think I have a clear answer, actually.
Yeah. I like that you believe that everyone has a purpose and a calling, and it's just a matter of digging that out of them. Like, that's what I hear you saying, and that's the work that you have done with me, is that, you know, I came to you already as a business owner. My business is doing fairly well, so I came to you to help me to really go to that next level. And the interesting part about our work together is that the first thing that we did is talk about worthiness and being worthy of making that next level income and what that looks like and why we have self-limiting thoughts and those types of things. So I think that that's useful for people to know about you, because I do think that is a unique thing about you as a business coach. I think a lot of business coaches, and you coach people in addition to business owners, I'm sure you coach lots of people, but particularly with me, you were the first business coach who ever, before we looked at my business and the blueprint of it and the map of my business and the trajectories and, you know, my business plan, you really looked at like what inside of me needed to shift so that it could like match what my business was, where my business was being limited. So do you feel that, you know, is that something you do with everyone, or am I just extra special?
Well, you are extra special.
Oh, thank you.
And I do that with everyone. And I mean, I feel like it does go back to a StrengthsFinder model. For example, when I was teaching English using the StrengthsFinder, I picked it up as a tool because I would have these freshmen come in and say very matter-of-factly that they just suck at writing. And that didn't make any sense to me. And I realized that they had never approached writing from an area that made sense to them. There was probably the average formula that we all got in high school of how to write a paper. And if that didn't happen to align with their strengths or their view of the world or how they did things, then it was like asking a frog or a fish to climb a tree, right?
Mm.
When it comes to creating wealth and when it comes to transforming our money mindset, what I have found is that the approach needs to be cleared first before the plane can land. And what that means for most people that I work with and what that meant for me is going in and seeing what emotions are bound up in the idea of money and finding out what specific ways we're getting in our own way out of what usually amounts to fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was interesting. You know, I like to be really transparent with the guests on this show. And there's a whole episode on my work with you and the things that I've learned. So people can go and listen to that episode, because I think it will really align nicely with this episode when they get to meet you and be like, oh, wow. Okay. So that's where that came from. And I go all into how my money mindset has changed and my net worth has changed and just my feelings of worth as a person have changed. So it's been really amazing. And I'd like to explore a little bit with you about when you were at a point where you were rebuilding your life, were there skills that were void of your life, or were they just picked back up from before this time period? Because you mentioned you had a college degree, you were educated, you know, what new skills did you have to learn or pick back up that had, you know, fell to the wayside, I guess? Oh, hey, sorry to interrupt the show, but I have a little message for the noobs. Yeah, you, the person whose friend sent you this episode and was like, you need to listen to this because this chick tells it like it is. Yeah, you, that's who this is for. Did you know we have a Facebook group? I bet your friend didn't tell you that. So I want you to join our Facebook group if, only if, you are the type of person who is really interested in changing your life. We track our net worth in this group, anonymously, of course, and we are working towards $100 million of net worth together. Each day, we give tips and tricks on how to save money, how to make more money, and you know what? The people in this group, they're pretty awesome. So if you want to be a part of that and that sounds like your jam, I just wanted to make sure that your friend told you about it. Or if they didn't, then I'm going to. The link to the Facebook group is in the show notes. Okay, back to the episode.
Yeah. I, looking back, I know that I had to relearn everything. The blueprint that I was working off of wasn't working. It got me where I ended up. And so I had an opportunity, a true opportunity with basically nothing left in my life to really add back each piece with a lot of thought, care, and attention. And what that taught me how to do was to practice the magic of thinking small. And what that means to me is practicing these small actions that add up over time to create a really big impact. And step one was to change the story that I was telling myself about money. And to change the story that I told myself about money, I had to change the story that I told myself about everything. Because like I said, for me, the fear of losing all was actually a fear of death. And then one layer up from that, the fear of not being successful, the fear of not being financially abundant, for me was a fear of not being lovable. And so on the surface, I was doing a lot of what you might call normal work, you know, getting a paycheck. But underneath it, there was this panic that if I didn't do the work and I didn't, you know, become something, that I wouldn't be loved. And that if I wasn't loved and if I lost everything, that my life would literally be over. And so it drove really, really deep. And so getting to rewire all of that and to know that I'm worthy of unconditional love and acceptance, regardless of how much money I'm making, is just about the most liberating fact of my life. Mm. And so from there, there's this openness where I can receive the creative energy to get the ideas, to get the discipline, to get the excitement, to get the insight and the intuition to then create wealth. But if I am so bound up in this panic of, if I don't make money, not only am I not lovable, but I'm also probably going to die, there's no room for creativity. It's fight or flight. And that central nervous system is firing in a way that tells me money is a negative thing. And so getting onto the other side of that and being open to seeing every time I swipe my card as an opportunity to say thank you and to realize, like, oh my gosh, like, I live in abundance. A thing that I like to do with a new client is to walk into a convenience store and just take it all in and to look around. There's literally hundreds of different kinds of candy. Look at all the chips. Oh my gosh, you can have a hot dog at any point in the day. 400 different drinks, and they're all icy cold. I mean, abundance, abundance, abundance. And it's a convenience store, like something that is so easy to take for granted. And so making those kind of shifts so that I can look around at the world and I can share that perspective with other people, help others look around at the world and see that we are living in this absolute kaleidoscope of abundance, for me, creates a magnetism where I'm either noticing more opportunities or magically more opportunities are coming into my experience.
Yeah, I love that. I love how you, the one thing that we share in common is that we both view that money is kind of really just energy. It's just a, to me, I always call it, it's just a resource. It's not just, but it's a resource, right? I don't want to minimize it by putting the word just in front of it, but money is a resource and a tool. And when I started to view money as an energetic exchange of, you know, resources and tools, it seemed like the attachment I had to it being not enough or that person has too much, or like it changed the whole way that I viewed the story of money. And I feel like you and I share that common belief, and you always, just right now in your story of the convenience store, it reminded me how yesterday was my daughter's 5th birthday and I bought her some new clothes at Old Navy, and my old story wanted to say like, well, why are you spending this much money? Even though Old Navy is not like an expensive store, but like you don't need to buy this 5-year-old new clothes. She has a closet full of clothes, but it's like her birthday and it was an experience and it was beautiful. And she got to pick out this jean jacket vest that I probably would have worn in 1980 and jelly shoes, which are now back. But I mean, the whole thing was like such a beautiful experience, but like my old story wanted to creep in there and make a judgment about the amount of money that was spent for those clothes or invested for those clothes. So let's talk a little bit about money as energy. Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's one of my favorite books.
So if you are listening to this, he just held up the book, The Energy of Money. If you're watching this on YouTube, you got to experience that beautiful moment just now.
So it's at the core of my belief and relationship with money. I agree wholeheartedly that it's energy that we exchange. What is so fascinating to me is that money is an agreement, and we all keep that agreement alive by exchanging and circulating it between each other. And that because a dollar doesn't have a fixed value, it has infinite value. For example, I can take the same dollar and buy some gum with it. I can give it as a tip. I can buy a cup of coffee. I can put it toward my mortgage payment. The same dollar has infinite possibilities. And one of the mantras that I started to use really, really early on played on that idea. I honestly had so much debt that any money I made was still in the red. But I would carry a dollar around in my pocket and I would say, this dollar has no fixed value. What I would do for this dollar, someone else might do for $1 million. Bungee jumping, for example. Mm-hmm. I would bungee jump for a dollar, but someone who's afraid of heights might not do it for $1 million. And so I would change the story and I'd say, well, I'm actually carrying $1 million around in my pocket of value, right? Because the value of the dollar is determined by the two people who are exchanging it. Mm-hmm. And I don't see how that is any different than energy. Right. And it's also an emotional energy, which I get to dive deep with folks in coaching sessions about. It's like most of us would rather talk about our horrible childhoods before we talk about the fact that we spend money as soon as we get it. Right. Or that we're afraid that our partner is going to leave us because of how much debt we have, or we chased after a degree in school and got ourselves into $100,000 worth of debt because that we'll never get out of because we're trying to achieve something that is unachievable. Mm-hmm. And, you know, bound up in that, it's emotion. Mm-hmm. Right? And so to answer your question more succinctly, you know, for me, money is energy, period, and nothing else.
That's good. Yeah, I love that. I think that is so important. And I did some work earlier on last year with a different coach that really taught me a lot about circulating money and not not hoarding it, or just not that you should give all of your money away, but that you should make your money work, put it to work, you know, and make sure your money is working for you. And so that's really cool. I love that. So, well, tell us how we can, how people can reach you, learn more about you, learn more about what you do, and get a hold of you if they want to have further conversations with you.
Absolutely. First place would be to shoot me an email at zach@strengthslife.com. That's Z-A-C-H at strengthslife.com. It's also my website. I have a blog that I write articles weekly. For the last 34 weeks, I've been going through and taking one of the StrengthsFinder strengths themes and really diving into it with a lens for what humanizes the strengths, like truly makes us courageous and vulnerable for embodying that strength. I can also be reached. I'd be happy to give out my phone number if that's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. 651-472-3915, and feel free to call or text. And if you're interested in setting up an appointment and don't know how to do it, just shoot me a text saying I'm interested in setting up an appointment and I don't know how to do it.
And awesome. I'll take it from there. That's awesome. You do take a lot of the hard work out of trying to deal with paperwork and all of that stuff. It's so easy working with you. I love it. So tell us one, as we close, tell us if a person is in your situation or has a family member in your situation. I know those are two totally separate answers, but if someone is in your situation, what is the first thing or the one thing that they can do to start changing their life right now?
For me, it's to get the fundamentals locked down first. And so in order to make money, to generate wealth, and to create momentum, right, there has to just be a baseline met in terms of health, in terms of psychology, and just basic mental health, let's say. And then the first action step, and this is one that I think feels very unintuitive, but it's to start saving money when you don't have any. And what that means is save 10 cents out of a dollar and begin practicing the little teeny micro actions, the magic of thinking small, because it's not about taking that 10 cents and growing it into $1 million at that point. Instead, it's about creating the mental habit and the emotional environment where saving is normal and routine, so that then when you have $100, it's easy to save $10 of it. When you have $1,000, it's easy to save $100, and scaling in that way. And so I still practice to this day the same philosophies that got me to that place where I finally had $100 in my pocket, and it works. It feels so good. And then I might even walk it back just a little bit more to gratitude, right? Becoming aware of what's right in front of us, right? Honoring it with our attention and developing an attitude of curiosity about it, because so often, if you've ever used a magnifying glass and you start looking at things up close, there's this ornate beauty that can be absolutely mind-boggling. And so bringing that same care and attention to what's already present in our lives can generate that magnetism that brings about the opportunities that we're really, really hungry for or looking for.
That's so good. Thank you so much, Zach, for being on the show today and for all of your wisdom. And I'm so grateful people got to get to know you.
Awesome. Thank you, Gretchen. You are so amazing and so awesome. It's been an honor to talk with you tonight. but also to work with you because you're someone who's out there doing it, living it, and making things happen. So thanks for keeping me inspired as well.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much. All right. Good night.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. It would mean the world to me if you would go in, leave a 5-star rating and a review about what you have seen this show do for your life and what you would love to see it do even more for your life. My mission is to help people know their worth and know that their income can grow when they grow into their worth. And their net worth will change because you are worth it. So help me to help reach more people in spreading this message by leaving a review and leaving a rating. Thanks so much, you guys. I'll see you next time.